going to turn our attention now to the best art pottery made in Wisconsin from 1930 to 2010. How are we going to do that? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk with a couple of guys who know a lot about it. Jim Reardon of Madison, Dave Knutson of Wanakee are members of the Wisconsin Pottery Association. It's holding its 15th annual Wisconsin Pottery Association show and sale Saturday, August 28th, and it's from 9 to 4 in the Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. We'll talk with Jim and Dave about the show, certainly, but also talk with them about pottery as art. And we have a little. The pottery we have in our home is it's considered art, I think, by my wife and by myself. Some of it's a little expensive, but it looks beautiful, and it's a distinguished place in our home. So I'm glad to talk about pottery, and I'm hoping that you'll join in with your own questions or comments as we move along today. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Jim Reardon, welcome.
Thanks, Larry.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be here. I love your show, and it's nice to be here representing the Wisconsin Pottery Association.
Yeah, Dave Knutson, welcome as well. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, the Wisconsin Pottery Association, maybe we should just start with that. What is the Wisconsin Pottery Association? You tell us about that.
You want to start, Dave?
Dave, you start.
Well, it started in 1992 in 12 of us who were collectors who enjoyed American art pottery got together and thought we should start an organization to both share our own views of pottery and our interest, as well as to see if there was a way we could educate others and show them the beauty of art pottery. So that's what it started in. Just 12 of us got together. And
our wives, Barb Reed and Betty Knutson, were some of the original founders, and we met very informally at Dave and Betty's house. And as our club grew, we were in various locations, the Shorewood Community Center, for about 7 or 8 years, and then we were at the Lucier Center outside of Madison.
Yeah.
And recently we did a move to the Goodman Community Center on the east side of Madison on
Wavisa.
Yes. So that's where we're conducting our meetings now.
All right. Well, let's talk. What's the history of this in Wisconsin, art pottery in Wisconsin? And the show actually covers from 1930 to 2010.
Right, to the present. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
But art pottery in Wisconsin was really at its highest around the late 1800s and into the early 1900s.
Is that right?
Edgerton, Wisconsin was a major pottery center because it had a very good clay. Mm-hmm. And so the Pauline pottery moved there from Chicago. The Norris pottery started there. Picard was also started there. And Edgerton Art Clay Company had a facility there for a while, too. So some of the best art pottery in America was produced down in Edgerton in that period of time. Now, we've done exhibits of the Edgerton eras, which I think we've had two exhibits now that included Edgerton art.
And Norris and Pauline, right.
So now we decided we'd do from 1930 on and catch the potteries that are more recent, including potteries and some of the studio potters who work in Wisconsin now.
So let's talk about the Pittsville pottery for a little bit. That's a potter. The potter there.
That was an interesting situation because in the Depression, the father of Willardser, who was a Catholic priest up there, was looking for ways to find employment for his parishioners. So he discovered there was clay up there, and he opened a pottery in 1930. Now, we don't know what was produced at that time because nobody could ever be able to find it. We think some red tiles were produced that were found in one of the local garages. But in 1939, he hired the Wilkins family, who had been the potters at Muncie down in Indiana, a very good potter down there. Mm-hmm. And they came up, and they were there until 1941. And most of the pottery that we know about from Pittsville was produced during that time, much of which has characteristics of the Muncie, but very fine pottery.
And the pottery is, what's the range? When we're talking about pottery, you mentioned tiles. And when I'm thinking of pottery, I'm usually thinking about pots.
Mm-hmm. Right. Vases.
Yeah, and so forth. Jim, what's the...
Well, what you see at the exhibit is largely vases, but, you know, the show, for instance, does display dinnerware, for instance. A lot of pottery firms like Red Wing, for instance, in Red Wing, Minnesota, made stoneware, vases, and dinnerware lines. So it varies from, of course, one factory to the next. Rookwood, for instance, they made just fine art pottery. And when you look back at the history, Rookwood started in the late 1870s. And when the World's Fairs were popular, like, for instance, mm-hmm. the Philadelphia Exposition in 1876, that was where Rookwood really became famous. And then the subsequent 1893 Chicago World's Fair, a lot of these pottery companies were on display there, and mm-hmm. people travel throughout the United States to come there and see handmade pottery. That was kind of the arts and crafts movement beginning at that time, and people were interested in things that were handcrafted, if you were.
Yeah.
And 1904 St. Louis Exposition was another World's Fair where, again, a lot of this pottery got popular.
It's a lot of fun to watch it being made, actually. We, mm-hmm. My wife and I attend the Super Bowl every year, which is not the football, but the place in Madison where money is raised for Habitat for Humanity, and you can buy some bowls there, and you get the soup.
That's right.
And the money goes to... support Habitat for Humanity, but just it's fun to watch both young people from Madison West High School, but also some of the real professionals working mm-hmm. with it.
And our club, I would say, over time, it's evolved in terms of we were strictly just interested in collecting vintage pottery when we met together as a group to start with, and our shows earlier reflected that. And we've discovered over time that there's some terrific potters here in the Madison area, such as Door Pottery in Madison with Scott Draves, Ephraim Pottery just outside of Madison and Deerfield, and now I guess they're in Lake Mills, Common Ground with Eric Olson. And they're nationally well-known for their pots. And they, like with young people, like you're saying, Larry, mm-hmm. They really, you know, try to get the younger people involved interested in creating new pottery.
One of the areas, though, that's also on display will be ceramic figurines. One of the most famous Madison potters actually was the Madison Ceramic Art Studio, and they made millions of figurines that have been sold all over the country, and they'll be on display, too, at the And they have a big association, a collector's association with that, the CAS Collector Association. And they were having their convention on that same weekend as the pottery show.
You have Shirley Bauman on from
yes.
time to time, right, Larry?
Yes.
She'll be the auctioneer at their convention. She does it every year for them as a volunteer, and they get a good turnout for that. That's at the Howard Johnson Hotel.
And when is that again?
Same day as our show. So we have a lot of people coming in town for our show that also go to the Howard Johnson in the evening for that.
Jim Reardon and Dave Knutson, our guests today. Jim's from Madison, Dave's from Wanakee. They're both members of the Wisconsin Pottery Association. Talking with them today about the best art pottery made in Wisconsin, and their show is featuring from 1930 to 2010 this year in Madison. So we're looking forward to that show. And also, your questions or comments, I'd love to hear from some potters, too. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. You know, when I think, and just in terms of Madison, I think of, when I think about places that are known for their pottery, I think of the Century House.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's probably one, and Ceramic Art Studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Century House. The Century House is on display at this exhibit as well. It's one of the three big ones that will be showing pieces of. Dave has along a piece of Century House that he'll get out during the news break and show it to you. So they were very popular during the late 40s and 50s with their ceramics. And Dave knows more about Century House than I do.
Yeah, Dave?
Well, Century House was in Madison from 1948 to 1963 as a pottery. Jane Skalbaum and Max Howell started that pottery in the old tavern on University Avenue, which is presently the Century House Furniture.
Right.
And they ran that until 63, making many different pieces of pottery, ashtrays, plates, bowls, cups. But a lot of what they did was kind of commemorative pieces. People would say, make a piece for our wedding or our anniversary. Mm-hmm. So that a lot of the things you'll see will have the name of a couple and their date of their wedding or anniversary. And they did quite a bit of that during that time.
How has the style of pottery changed? Has there been much change over the last, we're talking 70 years here, 80 years?
Quite a bit. When we'll show you some pieces, but a lot of the present stuff has gone back to actually copying more like the arts and crafts. And so many of the potters that are doing national work now, like Dorr and Ephraim, started by doing pieces that looked a lot like the original arts and crafts pottery that was so popular around the turn of the century. But, of course, there are all sorts of other things going on, too, but from very contemporary pottery as well.
We'll take a look at... we'll take a look at some of that pottery. I'll get to actually see that pottery. Maybe I'll take some pictures and we'll post it up on our Facebook page. That wouldn't be a bad idea here. I think my phone might have just died, but if it hasn't, we'll be taking some pictures and we'll put them up, and we'll also give you a website to look at as well as we visit with Jim Reardon and Dave Knutson about art pottery here in Wisconsin. I'm Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look today at the pottery, art pottery made in Wisconsin from 1930 to 2010. You can get a great look at it if you attend the Wisconsin Pottery Association's show and sale Saturday, August 28th from 9 to 4 at the Exhibition Hall of the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Talking today with Jim Reardon and with Dave Knutson. Jim's from Madison, Dave from Wanakee. They're both members of the association. Great to have them along. And certainly if you have questions about our Wisconsin pottery or maybe a comment, maybe you're a potter, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. And you know what? Frank in Eau Claire has been waiting quite a while. So let's go to Frank. Frank, hi. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Larry and guests. I have a question for you. Earlier, you mentioned that Edgerton was a hotbed for pottery artists, and I was wondering if that rubbed over or had effect on the Cambridge producers, Rowe Pottery and Cambridge. I'll stop there. If I'm heading east from Madison, it's just a wonderful little town, and other than Matt Kinseth, I think they're more famous for their pottery.
Pottery, yeah. All right, Dave?
Well, Edgerton actually left the pottery world around 1910. Picard moved his to Illinois. Norse moved theirs to Rockford. Pauline went out of business, and the clay pit kind of dried up. But Cambridge came in later as when Rowe Pottery started there, and has now become quite a center for studio potters now. There are quite a few that in that area, and they have a summer weekend of studio potters selling at the park.
That's right, in June. And Jim Rowe is the founder of Rowe Pottery, and he's back in business and producing fine stoneware out there in Cambridge.
I can remember being in visiting in New Hampshire, visiting a friend out in New Hampshire, and we went to a shop, and the first thing I saw in the shop was a piece from Rowe Pottery in Madison, right, in Cambridge, Wisconsin. I guess they really are pretty well known for their work.
It's interesting that both Kevin Hicks from Ephraim Pottery and Scott Draves of Door Pottery started with Rowe. They were working with Rowe before they opened their own potteries.
Interesting. Let's go to Bev in Cambridge next. Bev, hello to you. Bev, are you there?
Yes, we are there. Hi, Larry. Actually, I'm calling from Rowe Pottery.
Oh, Bev!
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Good. So it kind of was a good lead-in from your last caller. And, you know, Jim did start Rowe Pottery, and we're still here in business 35 years later. And what our question was today is, what do the guys from the Wisconsin Pottery Association see as the defining difference between art pottery and the classic American stoneware that we're making here today?
Oh, good question. Thanks, Bev.
Well, the classic American stoneware actually is derived from the utilitarian ware that was necessary to store food and beverages in the 1800s and early 1900s, and is more... It's stoneware, and it's decorated with sometimes with various cobalt decorations. The art pottery was more for decoration, and it was not utilitarian as much as, except for holding some flowers, but otherwise it was more decorative pottery.
Especially the hand-thrown pieces were always for the decorative arts, and I agree with Dave, the big crocks that you see around Wisconsin, typically, they held sauerkraut, cabbage,
yeah,
and there wasn't refrigeration back in those days, and that's why they were so popular. I think there's still an interest, though. There's obviously an interest in collecting capacity from the stoneware, and it continues today, and it obviously continues with Rowe and other stoneware places that make the new stoneware.
Yeah, absolutely. Bev, Rowe's doing pretty well.
We are. Does your association do much in utilitarian-type pottery? Is it all art pottery?
We're mostly art pottery, although we have some members who are both art pottery people and stoneware people. They have a foot in both areas.
And we recently had a presentation on Wisconsin stoneware, and that was very well attended, and a lot of good interest in that as well.
Yeah.
Answering the question.
All right. Thanks, Bev.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Appreciate the call. And Kristen in Lake Mills, we'll go to you next. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Dave and Jim. This is Kristen from Ephraim Pottery.
Hi,
just
Kristen.
Down the road from Rowe Pottery.
Cool.
Hi. Thanks for the shout-out.
You're welcome.
I wanted to let everybody know and let you guys know what we have going on new here. About 2 months ago, we opened a new demonstration area in our studio. So we now that we're in Lake Mills, we have a showroom that's open to the public, and we also now have a demonstration area where we also have exhibits of some of our older pieces and changing exhibits of the tiles we used to make and other things that... We're pretty much open whenever our showroom is open, and people can stop on down, and if anybody's working down there, they can talk to the potters and watch them work.
Very good.
Sounds good.
And you're right in Lake Mills?
Yep. We are on Lake Street, just one block west of Main, which is Highway 89. So. Well. Really easy to find.
Kristen, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it very much.
That's good to know because it really is fun to go and watch the potters work.
It is, yep.
Our club often goes and watches both Ephraim and Door Potters have had us there to show us how they do it.
Well, you guys have put in front of me, I've taken some photos with my iPhone, but haven't been able to get them uploaded here yet, but I'll put them up on my Facebook page, the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. We'll get that. But also, if you go to wisconsinpottery.org, You're going to see a lot of photos, I know.
Right, right, of both the show and the exhibit, and a really good description of what's at the exhibit and all the different Wisconsin potteries that will be represented at the exhibit. There's a long list. So that's really the best place to go to have a look at that.
We had an email from Gretchen. Any word on the old Whole Earth Clayworks on 7.5 Mile Road in Racine?
No, we don't know that one.
Don't know anything about that.
Okay.
The unfortunate thing is there are a lot of very good potters in Wisconsin that are small but do very nice work, and we just haven't been able to run them all down. That was one of our projects at one time, was to try to run all those down and to make a listing and learn more about them, but we're still working on it.
We picked a very grandiose name, Larry, Wisconsin Pottery Association. There wasn't one, so we decided to name ourselves that, but we're a pretty small operation.
Well, tell us more about the event itself. What are people going to see and what can they do?
Well, there are approximately 50 dealers will be there selling pottery, from the old art pottery to the new art pottery. And then we also have an identification table. People can bring in up to two pieces of pottery that they might want to know more about. And that'll be there. And then we have an exhibit of the Wisconsin pottery from 1930 to 2010, which will include up to, I think at this point we have 35 different potteries or studio potters that will have pieces on display there.
Very, very cool.
You can come and you can buy, and you can also just learn, or both.
Yeah.
And for those of you that have been to the Alliant Center Exhibition Hall, there's a main room that you come in, and that's where, as Dave was saying, where the pottery identification table is. There's also a couple of informational tables there, such as in ceramic arts and Pauline. And then there's two big rooms. So one room to the left has the exhibit, and also part of the dealers have their pottery on display there. And then in the next room, there's also a room full of dealers. And there's more than just art pottery. We've expanded that definition to include art and glassware. And so people will find some other types of antiques there as well.
Let's turn to Willem and Colfax next. Hi, Willem. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I was just calling about, just to say that there are, you know, lots and lots of potters in Wisconsin who are still making pots that are, you know, meant to be used in people's daily routines, you know, casseroles, pie plates, teapots, things like that. And I was wondering if your category or your association mostly deals with, molded ceramics or reproductions of earlier work, not like, you know, living tradition, but sort of older. Is it mostly just antiques and things that are like reproductions of past pots, or are there still, do you include like potters, people who make pots?
We started with the antique pottery, and through the years it's expanded somewhat into the more modern potters as we found more and more of the beautiful pottery being made. And as I said, we're still trying to run down many of the Wisconsin art studio potters. We haven't been able to have the people power to do all that yet. We'd like to get around to all of them and know more about all of them, but so far we've kind of limited to how many we've been able to
We should have them email or send a note into your website.
Mm-hmm.
They could do that,
yeah. And as Dave was saying, our exhibit this year is on Wisconsin pottery, but it's not always on Wisconsin pottery. We do other types of Red Wing once was featured, or Roseville pottery and Weller pottery and Rookwood were featured in the past. So this year we are taking the look at the Wisconsin pottery, and we certainly promote that as our club, but we also concentrate on American pottery. So it's even broader than that.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just throw that out. Go to wisconsinpottery.org, and you'll find out a lot about the event that's coming up. And also, if you are a potter and have that business, Why not send in send that information into the association, too?
It would help us in finding the various potters.
Sure. Good suggestion.
All right. Thanks again, Willem, for calling. By the way, you can call us at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Nancy from Sun Prairie emailed in and wondered, well, she has a piece of pottery made by Aaron Bowrod, who was artist in residence for UW, internationally known artist. She's wondering where she could get it appraised, and that's a good question.
That is a very good question, because not too much of Bowrod's pottery is available to see it, how it sells. He did do some very nice pottery. In fact, he also did some decorating for the Century House in Madison. He was a friend of the owners of Century House. But not much of his pottery is available to find out what kind of prices it's bringing.
She's welcome to bring it into our pottery show to the identification table. Obviously, she knows what it is. As far as value, as Dave says, it's probably...
It's going to be more difficult.
More difficult. And we're not professional appraisers at this table. For instance, Shirley Bauman, again, she does. She is a professional appraiser. So someone in that field would be able to, for a fee, obtain, for insurance purposes, an appraisal.
We often go to eBay for see what current prices might be on various things, because the pottery market, as everything else, has taken a hit in the recession. So prices that used to be possible 3 years ago are not nearly as high now.
So somebody like Shirley Bauman, who actually, by the way, is regularly appears on this program, would be somebody you could hire her, and she would, I know she'd do a good job of coming up with the best possible or the most accurate description of price. We had an email from someone else who says, I'm a fan of Jim Christensen's work from Hudson, Wisconsin, wondering if he will be at the show.
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm just scanning down this list to see if...
The list is so long. It's a huge list. And, while Jim's scanning down that list to see if Joe Christensen works...
I see Bill Kaufman and Cynthia Mosdale from Hudson is listed, and they're Linden Hills Pottery. But I'm not seeing that particular name, no.
Here's a comment from Kate in Pewaukee. You said you don't consider tile art as pottery. However, she has a house built in 1892, and the four fireplaces are surrounded by tile.
Yeah. Tile is art pottery.
Yeah.
Rookwood, even Pauline did pottery and... or did tiles, and they were used extensively for fireplace surrounds in the era. And that's one of the few places now you can find some of those tiles is on those surrounds of
fireplaces.
Fireplaces, and they're truly treasures when you find those.
They can be quite valuable.
Yes, they are.
And we had an email from, and boy, it'd be fun to see that home with four fireplaces all with the tile.
She's very lucky.
I tell you what, shoot us, if you don't mind, Kate, shoot a couple of pictures and send them to my Facebook page, because I'd love to see them as well. Just the Larry Mueller Show is my Facebook page. So if you don't mind, it'd be great to see some of those tiles. And we'll post it up on our Facebook page. We have an email from Marion Spooner. There's a local Verona artist, John Sutcliffe, who makes beautiful necklaces and earrings of clay, the clay that's found in southern Wisconsin. Each bead is individually glazed, and each glaze is invented by the artist. And he has a website as well, CELADONJON.com. So, Cledon.com? CLEADON johnjon.com. You guys know of?
Not familiar with him. No.
So we have another caller, Lucille, I want to get to as well. Lucille in Bayfield, hi to you.
Hi. I'm so glad you're taking my call.
Well, glad to have you with us. What's on your mind?
Well, I just hope that everybody in the state knows about Eccles Pottery in Bayfield. My husband opened his pottery 50 years ago, and we just started. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary. I believe at the time that we started our pottery, Abe Cohn was the only other potter in the state. And we have been going continuously since then. And it's all handmade, individually designed stoneware, earthenware pots. Recently, since my husband's death, my daughter has taken it over, and she purchases some pottery from other potters. But it's all one-of-a-kind, handmade ware, and it's a wonderful place to visit.
Oh, and Dave Knutson, have you visited there?
We've gone up the door, and there are some wonderful potters up there. And Abe Cohn is sort of the dean of potters up there, and some of his pieces will be in the exhibit.
As will Eccles Pottery of Bayfield.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Lucille. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lucille.
Thank you very much for calling. And let's go to Bill in Milwaukee. Bill, thank you for calling. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I have a friend about 30 years. He's a trained potter that does a lot of work with the Empty Bowls organization where they I'm not quite sure how many potters are in it, but it's all handmade pottery, stone pottery that goes to benefit the homeless and to feed the hungry. It's called Empty Bowls. Do you have any information on that? Is that part of your alliance thing?
No, we've never heard of it, but it's an interesting concept and certainly a wonderful idea.
Yeah, it's a great organization. I think the next one is here in Greenfield. I think it's at MATC down in Franklin or Greenfield. And my friend is John Bauer. His gallery is doing. He works diligently at this. You know, I mean, he'll throw, I don't know, hundreds of bowls to donate. You know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a great cause.
That's a great cause. I hope that you send his information to the Wisconsin Potters Association at wisconsinpottery.org, so or have him do it so that they know more about the about what he's doing and know his location. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Bill, for calling. Appreciate your call. And again, I want to go back. I have all this beautiful work here in front of me, and we haven't really talked about it at all, and sort of running out of time a little bit here. So I want to go back. Are the things that I'm seeing here in front of me, the beautiful pots and figurines, are going to be shown at the event?
That's right, Larry. You're seeing Pittsville, some door pottery, some Ephraim, some ceramic art pieces. A Kurt Wild piece that Dave brought in. Those are all just some small examples of what will be on display at the exhibit.
Century House.
And the other thing I would just want to mention too, Dave, about our club, we meet the second Tuesday of every month at the Goodman Center, and we welcome new members. So we want to get that point across that we're mm-hmm. always interested in anyone that would, and you can come for free. Our membership is $20 a year. And we have featured speakers each month. We meet every month except the 2 months during the summer. We take a little break. But we have a group of about 30 or 40 that come.
Pretty regularly.
Pretty regularly. That's right.
And, of course, you can find out more at wisconsinpottery.org. Wisconsinpottery.org, that's the place to go to find out some more about the association. And, again, the Wisconsin Pottery Association show and sale is Saturday, August 28th. It runs from 9 to 4 at the Exhibition Hall of the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. And a chance to purchase pottery, a chance to learn more about it. If you have a pot at home or that you would like to bring in, have it identified. There'll be people there who will do that.
That's right.
And admission, I think it's like $6.
$6
admission. Parking is $6, but if you bring in one of the flyers of the show or an ad, or you can download from the WisconsinPottery.org a form like this that you can use to get in for free parking. So you save $6.
Save $6 right there.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much. It's been
Thanks,
a pleasure.
Larry.
Appreciate it.
Yes,
thank you.
Our pleasure.
Jim Reardon of Madison, Dave Knutson of Wanakee, members of the Wisconsin Pottery Association. Again, that's August 28th, the big show at the Alliant Energy Center, wisconsinpottery.org, the place to go online to learn more. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about underwater wrecks, for one thing. We'll also talk about animal tracking. So we got a couple of things. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.